Well, this here next song is a song that I wrote a long time ago. And I wrote this next song about what happens to you when one of those fine, full-figured women that you love so much and you've been feeding for so long and getting to just the right weight. What happens to you when she dumps your ass? Now, I know that all of you people out there, I know you're going to find this next part hard to believe. God knows I found it hard to believe. But one time, I had a good-looking, full-figured woman dump me.
You?
No.
Yeah, and it hurt me, man. I mean, I walked around feeling all gut shot for at least an afternoon. But I did the right thing. I did not call this woman up at about 9 o'clock at night and say, baby, I love you. I need you. I can't. What about all that stuff we did and that thing with the G.I. Joe action figure that went up? No. I did not do that.
No.
I did not call her up at 10:30 and say, what about that time with the wine bottle when I had that little vibrant? No, I didn't do that. Nope. I did not call her up and say, about that time we were in Germany and you learned German and I went, ja, ja, essen, mein Scheiße, and you went, okay. No. No.
Oh, das ist gut,
no,
ja.
Instead, I called Jake Byers.
Come on over, Barley. Let's drink a few beers and talk about this situation.
Jake Byers told me, bring over a case of beer. We'll talk about it. So I brought over 3 cases of beer. And I went over to Jake's house, Lord, I went over to Jake's house.
He went over.
I mean, I went over to Jake's house. I walked over to Jake's house because I don't drink and drive.
Tell him.
Last time I drank and drove, it cost me $3,600 to bribe the Davidson County DA to make it go away. And I figured, I can walk a long way for $3,600. There's a great lawyer named Richard McGee. He's in the phone book. If you ever get a DUI, you call Richard McGee. It'll cost you $3,600. You'll bribe the DA. It'll go away.
Come on, it works.
But I figured I could walk a long way for $3,600. And I walked over to Jake's house, and I had 3 cases of beer in my arms. And I went over to Jake's house, and I drank about 29 beers. And then I wrote this next song while I was sitting on Jake's toilet bowl. I wrote this next song on a little bit of Jake's toilet roll. I used a little bit of eyeliner Deacon Dale had left laying on the sink there. And then it was about 4:30 in the morning by the time I got done wiping up and sorting it out. So that's when I called this woman Grief. Up. I called her up about 4:30 in the morning drunk.
Yes.
And that's what I think you should do.
Hello?
When, not if, but when you have somebody that you think you love tell you to hit the fucking road. That's when I want you to drink as many beers as you can to get you right to that point where you are just about to throw up, but you don't. Because then you know you're in the zone, baby. I can do it like Bill Clinton. That's when I want you to call this person up. That's what I did. I want you to write them a song. Or... If you're not feeling particularly inspired, you can get a copy of our Hillbilly Tribute to Mountain Love record. Let my words speak through you as if you were a medium. Either way, the net result will be about the same. Call this person up when you know they will be asleep. That's what I did. And sing them either your song or mine or both. That's what I did. And then go sleep with their sister. That's what I did.
Come on!
This works if you're a girl, too. Or if you want to be like Deacon Dale, you can go for the grandma and the dog, too. But I thought that was a bit much.
Oh, come on, Barley. That makes me blow chunks.
I know you blew chunks. The problem is, chunks is the dog. Hey, give me a G chord there, bro.